AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A Democrat, John Bel Edwards, has won the Louisiana governor's race, beating Republican Senator David Vitter. AP correspondent Melinda DeLotte reports.
A fairly stunning development for a Republican in such a conservative state, particularly a Republican who has been such a political powerhouse in the state for a number of years and who at one point dwarfed all of his competitors in fundraising for this competition.
Edwards' win is the first statewide win for Democrats since 2008. He'll follow term-limited Republican Governor Bobby Jindal into office. Dozens of demonstrators huddled around bonfires today, maintaining their presence at a Minneapolis police station where they've established an encampment following the death of a black man who was shot by police last weekend. AP correspondent Greg Moore reports protesters say they're not leaving until they get justice for Jamar Clark.
A lot of folks want to see the police prosecuted in the same way members of the community would be prosecuted. They say, based on statements of people who say they were there, that should be enough to start the process of prosecution. Whether the police officers are guilty or innocent of wrongdoing in the case, that should be done in the court.
Police have released surveillance footage of a Tulane University medical student being shot while trying to stop an apparent armed robbery in New Orleans, courtesy WVUE-TV. Here's police spokesman Michael Harrison saying officers are looking for a suspect.
This is about somebody who made a conscious decision to commit harm to this woman, and this man stopped to help, and we're proud of him for being able to do that. Our thoughts and prayers are with him.
According to the Times-Picayune, the footage captured by nearby businesses shows a man in a hoodie dragging a woman down a street Friday morning. This is AP Radio News. An aviation task force is suggesting almost all drone operators be required to register their devices even if they weigh less than a pound. Joan Lowy reports drone industry supporters think that might be too strict.
Drones weighing as little as a half pound or about 8.8 ounces should be required to be registered. The concern is that might include remote-controlled helicopters or toys.
Lowy reports that regulators say they want the devices used responsibly.
The FAA is hoping to create what they call a culture of responsibility. They think if people have to register their drones and give them an identification number, that they'll take more care not to fly where they shouldn't fly.
Rapper Snoop Dogg has helped deliver more than 1,500 turkeys to families in Inglewood, California, part of an effort Thursday. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.